return thanks to him. I have a psalm, a verse from Psalm 50. I think I probably picked it because this is our 50th year of marriage. But the 23rd verse reads, "The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me. To one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God." And so, Father, we thank you that you have given us your word. We teach it. We trust faithfully at Wauwatosa Bible Chapel. You've given us your spirit to give us grateful hearts and sealed souls to eternity. And we are blessed with the fellowship of believers and in close at Wauwatosa Bible Chapel. We want to offer thanksgiving as a way of sacrifice to glorify you. And even as the Hebrew writer said, the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, and how able we are to do that in Wauwatosa, where we have, as Ray mentioned, an honoring of the priesthood of believers and the ability to come directly to the throne of grace. Help those who have had a loss this year. Lord, I'm so thankful for the opportunity to spend time with Ed Wasserud and Bill McCann, and even a little bit with Ken Avers, and now they're with you in glory, and how blessed they are in that state. Deliver us from evil. We thank you for the country you've given us and the leaders, and now we pray in Jesus' name for the time before us, that we can realize that we have the power of God, the gospel of God, which is the power of God unto salvation. And God will show it to us as he promised in this Psalm 50, verse 23 tonight. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we pray now for Lambert and pray that you would bless the teaching of your word and the words of his mouth, and may he be led by the Spirit, and we just commit this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good evening. I'm glad to see you all tonight. You have been such amazing here this year. There's so much discussing with COVID-19. But our God is keeping blessing us. So we're still alive and still breathing. There's such things to be thankful. Well, I would like to open on John 6. I want to share this word with you. When Jesus was starting preaching the gospel, teaching them about the kingdom of God, so it really touched me, and I want to share to you tonight. So I'm going to read on John 6, starting on verse 5 and on 8. So, when Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what was going to do. Philip answered him, "It will take more than half a year to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." But another of his disciples, Andrew, Simeon Peter's brother, spoke up, "Here is a child with the five small barley leaves and the two small fish. But how far will this go among so many?" What I see in this verses, and Philip and Andrew, they didn't have enough to say or enough to make a decision about the question that Jesus was asking them. They didn't have in mind what they would do, because they saw everything was in their hands. And they were trying to figure out how they can feed those crowd of people. But this happened because I know Jesus was preaching the gospel from city to city, but after crossing the Sea of Galilee, which is in Tiberias, and people from different village, they started following him because they knew and they heard about Jesus, his performance by healing the sick. But when Jesus looked up on them, he had a compassion on them, and then he healed the sick and preaching to them, teaching to them about the word of God, about the kingdom of God. But after all, his disciples come to him and say, "This is a deserted place. Let these people go home and to find food so they can eat." But Jesus said, "I'm not going to let anybody go away." And then he started questioning, really, what we should buy food for these people to eat. Like the verse is saying, he knew already what he's going to do to make sure everyone have a food, make sure everyone have something to eat that night. But when he heard that he is a child with 5 bread and 2 fish, he said, "Okay, let people sit where are so many guests." Then after that, he gave thanks to the bread, and then he gave to the disciples to distribute to those in the people. They eat and they feel. And after that, they said, "Oh, this is a prophet who has sent to the world." They thought Jesus can do anything by only healing the people, by only healing them. If you see in the verse in chapter 5, when he had a discussion with the Jews, he was making himself equal to God, and the Jews was mad to him. And then they were, "Okay, we're going to kill this person. He's making himself equal to God. And then he's not to God." But he told, "The Son will not do anything unless I've been teaching by his Father, has been told by his Father." And it is something that he did in this verse, chapter 6. His Father tell him, teach him everything that he was supposed to do among us, among the people. Our God loved us. And always work hard for us. Our daily life, anywhere we go, work, home. We can think, "Okay, this is enough. God will never do anything for me." But he's continue working for you. And then you might be praying each day, every day, God, I need this, I need this. He will never answer the same, he will never answer right away. Okay, Lambert asked me, okay, I need blah, 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 and then ask you, no, if not. But he wanna test you as Jesus tested Philip. He tested Philip to know what he had in his mind. If you read in another Bible, and my Bible is very poor sometimes, I can say that, but Philip said 200 dinar, it will not be, 200 worth of bread, 200 dinar worth of bread will not be enough for those people to each one to edify. But here John said it would take, Philip said it would take several years for each one to edify. If you make an exchange to 200 dinar back then, right now it's 167 something US dollar, which is a lot of money. So what he thought Philip was, the 200, he just, okay, 200, and these people, he just, this is how far can go. But he said, okay, you won't be enough for these people. It's still low. You won't be enough for each one. But he thought, imagine Jesus has done was five barley bread and two fish, but only give thanks to God, blessing those, and then everyone was filled. And he said, this is the prophet, this is the one was going to send to the world. I would like to share other verses, First Thessalonians chapter 5, and starting in verse 18, which said, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is good will for you in Christ Jesus. Like I said, we've been in hard time. Sometimes we might think this is the end of my world, but we should be say thanks for any circumstance that we are going through. Because God will let us go the way. We are His disciples, we are His children. He will continue to be with us, no matter what. No matter what, He will be with us. Because He loved us. Says in John 3:16, because He loved us, He sent His only Son to come to the world to sacrifice for us, for our sin. He's Almighty God. And we should be thankful all the way. Should be saying thank you. It's not only we are on Thanksgiving, like today I can say, and okay, this is the time to thank God. Any day, it's definitely reminding. Each and every day, you should be thankful to God. He loved us for His provision. He provides, and then He got us. For His forgiveness, He forgave our sin. forgive us. I would like to invite my dad to sing one song before I close it. It's such a misunderstanding by that, but from now I think I would like to stop here. So I wish I could have, I mean, I want to say this, but I wish that would be good. Thanks.
Thank you, Rambert. That was a good reminder for us. We're going to close with the next two hymns. One, Great Is Thy Faithfulness, the first one. And then we'll close with Thank You, Lord.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
And then we'll close with thank you, Lord, and we'll have this as our closing prayer of thanks.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Ends our meeting, and it's great to see everyone here and to be able to do this together with everyone, all the believers on Zoom. And do we have any announcements, Jim? Or
I don't have any special announcements, but just to welcome everybody for some maybe coffee and some pie downstairs afterwards.
Okay.
Kind of
all right. Have a blessed rest of the week and day tomorrow. Your families.